Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
You're about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, guys. We are back on Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DAHLI, 1-877-DOCDALI. So the year 2021 was the deadliest year in U.S. history. 2021, not even 2020. Not even during World War II. Not even Vietnam. 2021. And it's not just about COVID. COVID's a biggie. But they said we had 3.465 million deaths last year. That is 80,000 more than 2020's record-setting total. This is according to KTLA. I told you guys 2021 was not going to be without its drama, and 2022 definitely not without its drama. 2022 has been one of the most now, geez, dramatic years of my lifetime. It's horrifying to see what's going on in Ukraine, horrifying to see what's going on in the world. But we are not a healthy country. COVID deaths rose in 2021 to more than 415,000, up from 351,000 the year before. In terms of overall COVID deaths, I think we hit the million mark. Hold on a second. Let me see when. We hit the million mark about a month or two ago. And right now, if I could pull up Worldometers. This is since the pandemic began. So we're talking in over, you know, the 3 years, we're at 1,012,489. But we've also had multiple other things contributing to that. We had higher cancer rates, more diabetes, chronic liver disease, stroke. So people were locked down. Eating Uber Eats, you know, food coming in. They weren't going to the gym. Yeah, you had diabetes. If they were sitting watching, you know, TV for hours on end or working at home where they're sitting, I mean, and they're not active, that puts you at risk for stroke. If they're drinking, a lot of people relapsed, see more chronic liver disease. Drug overdose deaths continue to rise. They say the CDC does not have a tally yet, but already we have seen it trend upward. At least 105,000 overdose deaths were clocked in as of October 2021, up 93% the year, 93,000 the year before. And if you guys remember, doctors, pharmaceutical companies were being completely vilified over narcotics. All these laws changed in terms of prescribing. I haven't prescribed a narcotic now in 3 years. So then where are these overdose deaths coming from? It's not all the pharmaceutical companies. This is coming from over the border. These are illegal drugs. And what do we keep on doing? We keep attacking the pharmaceutical companies. I'm not here to defend all the pharmaceutical companies, but I am seeing patients who break an arm or leg on the job and they're not given anything stronger than a Motrin. Because we have been threatened, and there's all these hoops to jump to write pain medications that doctors stopped. They're like, if you have a problem, just go to the ER. So where are all these overdose deaths happening from? Why? Well, the border. We're China. People are getting pretty bad narcotics from, you know, and from China. New research released Tuesday showed a huge jump in overdose deaths among 14 to 18-year-olds. Adolescent overdose deaths were a constant for the last decade, but then they doubled in 2020 to 954 and then hit an all-time high of 1,100 last year. Excuse me. Joseph Friedman, UCLA researcher, called the spike, quote, unprecedented. Teen overdose deaths were about 1% of the U.S. total. But why? Why are teens dying? Now, experts attributed the spike to fentanyl. Fentanyl, as you know, is 50 times stronger than heroin. 50 times stronger, 100 times stronger than morphine. There's been counterfeit pills. There's been laced drugs. So our life expectancy is going to drop. We've been doing well. We have people in their 80s. We have people running this country as old as can be. But sadly, between COVID and what's happening now, it's definitely shortening our longevity. So researchers think U.S. life expectancy is going to drop again another 5-6 months in 2021. A loss of more than 2 years of life expectancy over the last 2 years, they say, is quote-unquote mammoth. So, you know, is it the variants? Is it COVID? Is it cancer? It's all of it. It's everything. And maybe this is what nature does with overpopulation. I don't know. But we have a situation here where we have, in an effort to protect people from COVID, put people at risk for other things. And I can't tell you how many people said, yeah, I put off my colonoscopy or my mammogram because of COVID. They almost think it's a pass. That if a doctor's office is closed or they don't have enough staff, then, well, you know what, I tried. No. You know, cancer doesn't care. If you get cancer, you can't try to negotiate saying, yeah, but it was COVID. So I didn't want to go to the doctor and get COVID, or I didn't want to. I mean, doctor's offices are opening. It's open. It's difficult because there's not a lot of staff. But if you need a mammogram, if you need to get these tests done, there's ways to get those done. And you have to be up on your cancer screening. You have a lump somewhere, get it checked out. And I understand a lot of people save money doing telemedicine. They're like, but I don't have to pay a copay if it's telemedicine. If you have blood in your stool, if you have a lump in your breast, if you have a chronic cough, if you have abdominal bloating, there's only so much we could do on telemedicine. You have got to get in and see a doctor. And I understand for a lot of you it's no copay or it's cheaper with telemedicine. It doesn't matter how much in debt you are, if you're alive or dead. Get yourself taken care of. So, yeah. All right, don't go away. We'll be right back. 1-877-DOCTELLY. Gals, Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com. Hey guys, Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safely.
Stock market have you nervous? With geopolitical conflict and inflation concerns, it's virtually impossible to guess what will happen next. But with Vantage Point, you don't have to. Learn to trade with artificial intelligence. Text the word DEMO to 813813 and discover how to predict stock market trends up to 3 days ahead with incredible accuracy. Whether you trade stocks, options, forex, futures, or crypto, Vantage Point's patented artificial intelligence can give you a massive edge. Text DEMO to 813813. 813-813 to get what you need to stay ahead of the markets and find big moves before they happen. Don't wait. Text DEMO to 813-813.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance. By texting DEMO, you agree to the terms available at VantagePointSoftware.com/terms and consent to receive calls and text using automated technology about offers or info by or on behalf of VantagePoint. Your consent is not a condition to purchase and can be revoked at any time. Message and data rates may apply.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCMteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCMteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer and communicate information and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
Medicaid and CHIP offer free or low-cost health coverage for children and teens. Hospital and doctor visits, prescriptions, shots, and more are covered. That's peace of mind for parents if a child is sick or gets injured. And parents may now be eligible for Medicaid, too, even if they've applied in the past. Enrollment is always open. Visit InsureKidsNow.gov or call 1-877-KIDS-NOW. Paid for by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Tehebo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. shopsupertea.com.
We are back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Jason, our producer. And big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dolly and on Facebook, the Dr. Dolly Show. So with everything going on right now, you know, with what's going on in Ukraine and what's going on with inflation and COVID and all that, coming to the spotlight is abortion rights and abortion and the life of the fetus. Abortion rights versus life of the fetus. And Roe v. Wade might be overturned in 2 months. A lot of people are like, what? Really? That's been going on? Well, there's been some cases, one case especially brought up to the Supreme Court. And there have been multiple states now either tightening abortion access or loosening abortion access. In Maryland, they have a $3.5 million annual state funding program that is going to abortions and training PAs, midwives, nurse practitioners to be able to decrease the restrictions on abortions where only a doctor provides one. So in Maryland, they are, even though I think Governor Larry Hogan vetoed it, in Maryland they have passed the ability to allow non-physicians to perform abortions and there be state funding for that with no cost to the person. In Oklahoma, on the flip side, they are making it a crime to perform an abortion. You just wonder, I mean, why this is so, I mean, what? How many abortions are there? I mean, why is it so many that it's taking millions of dollars to fund to do this, and it's taking laws to ban it? I mean, this was only a handful a year, but we have hundreds of thousands of abortions being done a year, and so that's why we have such a controversy. Oklahoma Governor Kevin Stitt signed a bill into law, makes it a felony to perform an abortion, punishable by up to 10 years in prison. Originally, their bill has already been in place for 5 years, I guess, but now it just got expanded now to 10 years. It takes effect 90 days after the legislature adjourns next month, makes an exception only for an abortion performed to save the life of a mother. Abortion rights advocates say the bill signed by the GOP governor is going to face a legal challenge. So, I mean, Roe v. Wade prevents states from making abortion illegal. But Roe v. Wade now is going to be possibly, I don't want to say overturned, but it is now being evaluated in the courts over the Dobbs v. Jackson case, where a 15-week abortion ban passed in Mississippi. The state had asked it to, I guess, still hold, and then asked for the court to overturn Roe v. Wade. I don't really expect it. I didn't think it was going to, but a lot of officials are saying that if the Supreme Court had an opportunity to overturn Roe v. Wade, now would be the time to do it. Now, many of you have asked how I felt about doctors being threatened with imprisonment if they perform an abortion. So I'm honest with you guys. Okay, I totally see both sides of the whole situation. Having had a family member, somebody in our family, distant family but within our family, be raped and subsequently get an abortion, I totally get how, you know, somebody being attacked, being raped, life of the mother, you know, I get that. On the flip side, when you do, you know, obstetrics and gynecology, you know, and you see that heartbeat, and you have, it's really hard to not see a fetus as a living entity. And when you are in medicine and you want pregnant moms to get vaccinated to protect the baby, you want moms to eat healthy to protect the baby, you are the fetus advocate. Not all doctors, you know, but it's very hard to not promote the health of the fetus, because that's what you do. You make sure that mom's on prenatal vitamins, you make sure they get prenatal care, you try to ensure they don't do drugs, help them, you know, through their smoking, make sure their medications don't hurt. It is all about the baby and the pregnant mom. So, you know, doctors don't necessarily have a unified stand on, you know, because there's obviously reasons when you have to save the life of a mother, but there's also this daily, you know, oath to, you know, protect that baby and give that baby the best care possible so that fetus has a chance to grow. That's why we vaccinate pregnant moms, so they don't get sick and they don't, you know, their babies don't get hurt as well. So it's tough. Now, most doctors aren't affected by the laws because most doctors don't perform abortions. You do have a lot of physicians that do, but the average physician who's an internist doesn't perform abortions. The average family doc, unless they're really rural, you know, the average neurosurgeon, the average radiologist. So many physicians, if they don't want to perform an abortion, they don't. So it really affects those physicians where that's their livelihood, where that's what they do. they perform abortions. It also affects, and again, most of these laws do allow for the life of the mom, to save the life of the mom. So doctors have to show the justification. They go through all the hoops that their state has to say, look, this mom's life is in jeopardy. That pregnancy is going to kill her. And then they go through that justification, and then I guess through the states, it's supposed to be allowed. But you know, most of us doctors, and I can't speak for all of us, we are huge advocates for trying to prevent unwanted pregnancies. If you ask a physician, and that's why some of you are very frustrated, going, where are doctors on this? The majority of physicians are on the side of, let's try to prevent the unwanted pregnancy. Because this is very traumatic to the mom, obviously traumatic to the fetus, traumatic to the family. You know, some moms have years of regret, some don't. But if we could make sure they have access to birth control, like through the Affordable Care Act. Why aren't people still getting birth control? If we could get access to condoms, if we could increase education, if we could stop crime. I mean, the amount of rapes and sexual assault have gone up. I mean, as crime's going up. I mean, we have a unwanted pregnancy epidemic. I remember the 80s, I think there were like 1.5 million being done a year. Now I think it's a little lower. I think it's like 600,000-700,000 abortions done a year that we know of. And here we are as a country trying to fund them. We're having people, you know, debate, why is my funding going to that? Why can't my funding go to adoption? I mean, there's, you know, not a lot of people can agree on where we should go with this. And here we are with the Supreme Court being asked to consider overturning Roe v. Wade. You know, how much are we ethically supposed to protect the life of the fetus? And how much are we supposed to ethically protect a woman's choice to not want to keep the child? You know, and you know, people say, why don't we just tell women to, you know, just give them up for adoption? Well, there is risk with pregnancy. There is maternal risk. And it, for somebody who doesn't want a pregnancy, it could be very traumatizing. So there's a lot of, you know, issues that come into play on whether we as a country allow abortion or not. But I don't think, and I keep saying this, I don't think this would be such a controversy if we didn't have hundreds of thousands done. You know, I mean, with the amount of rapes that happen and all that, it's horrific. But it's a handful of how many result in pregnancy, just like incest. They go, well, we need to be able to allow, you know, abortion in terms of incest happening. I get incest can happen. You know, you do have domestic rape, things like that. But again, it's a handful. The majority of the abortion cases are an unwanted pregnancy in a consensual sex. So, you know, are we addressing all these women going through an unwanted pregnancy? There's risk with abortion as well. And, you know, many of these women don't want to undergo that risk. But they also don't want to bring a child into this world with everything going on. So, I see both sides. But as a physician, I'm with the group that says, look, can we try to spend some of this money on preventing the unwanted pregnancy to begin with? Because I don't get why there's so many being done. Because, yes, it is going to be an issue where people start to say, I don't want my tax dollars going to that. We have inflation. We have to, you know, help people coming through the border. We have to, you know, pay for people getting free college. Where does the money come from? You know, when do taxpayers get to choose where they want their funding to go? And that's why there's this call for the Supreme Court to step in, but it's going to be a mess either way. 1-877-DOLLY, don't go away.
You trust your mother, right? She's always taken care of you and always tried to give you good advice when you ask for it. And sometimes even when you don't. Well, even though she might not mention it, Mom very likely has neck, back, and shoulder pains. And she needs relief. So trust this good advice. Give back to Mom this Mother's Day with quality products from Sunny Bay, like our disposable heat patches. They're back in stock now and target neck and shoulder pain in adults of all ages, or our extra-long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs. Mom can heat them in her microwave, and they come in a variety of colors and patterns. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews on Amazon when you search Sunny Bay Heating Wraps, and shop now in time for Mother's Day. There's no shipping delays from Sunny Bay. Find us on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. Order now because stock is high and shipping is fast. From Sunny Bay.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Police say 16 people are injured, 10 of those shot after an attack on a Brooklyn subway Tuesday morning. NYPD Police Commissioner Keechan Sewell says a man opened fire on a subway car and released some sort of gas canister.
As the train was pulling into the station, the subject put on a gas mask. He then opened a canister that was in his bag, and then the car filled with smoke. After that, he began shooting.
None of the victims have life-threatening injuries, police adding that it's not terror-related. The United States marked the highest 12-month increase in inflation in March, with consumer prices rising 8.5%, a high not seen in four decades. Data also reveals a consumer price index, which measures a consumer side of price items like energy, food, and rent, rose 1.2% from February. USA Radio News. More severe weather is bearing down on millions of Americans. A new round of storms will drench central states from Texas and Louisiana north to Minnesota and Wisconsin. More tornadoes are possible after Arkansas was hit Monday night.
Eastern Texas, Louisiana, northward through eastern Oklahoma, Arkansas, Missouri, Kansas, eastern Kansas, eastern Missouri, eastern Nebraska into Iowa. So a pretty dynamic setup is occurring, so we're going to have a large area of thunderstorms over the next 24 hours.
National Weather Service forecaster Bob Orovec speaking there on Fox News. A COVID lockdown continues in a city in China. From the USA Radio News West Coast Bureau, Lance Pry has the details.
A massive lockdown in Shanghai, China has put roughly 26 million people in their homes by forceful Chinese government officials. No one is allowed to leave their residential compounds, even to buy food.
USA Radio News.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCADALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. So, in Shanghai, they have a full citywide lockdown. Their city has at least 25 million people. And they are on lockdown because they have a zero COVID policy, meaning they don't want to mess around even with this little baby Omicron self-variant. While the U.S., you know, sort of grapple with cases and not really care too much, people in Shanghai have been stuck in their homes for about a week. No one is allowed to leave the residential compounds. They can't even buy food. They have to rely on the government or private delivery drivers. Those are stretched thin by massive demand. There is a huge pressure on the system. And trust me, you lock an animal up and you lock a human up, that pet wants to eat more. That, you know, and the human wants to eat more. Look at what we did on lockdowns. We ate. It was the stress. And my pets, too. You know, if I'm like, no, you're going to stay here. I'm not going to let you run around. You're going to stay here. And then I close them up in the bedroom. Oh, what do? They immediately turn to eats. They turn to their food. So somebody, David Culver, I believe, is there. And he lives in Shanghai. And he explains what's been going on. He said, outside my apartment, hazmat suited community workers lead me and my neighbors in a socially distanced procession past our locked front gate. The only time I'm allowed out of my apartment. But they never lead us out of the gate. It's been sealed with padlocks and bicycle locks for more than 3 weeks. He speaks to CNN, as we walk to a table covered with a blue tent where medics are waiting to administer the test, I feel a surge of emotions, relief at being allowed out into the fresh air and spring sunshine, and anxiety. What if I test positive? I worry about being sent to Shanghai's Spartan quarantine system for days or weeks. Images of the facility suggest I could face cramped, unsanitary conditions with overflowing trash cans, no running water, and dirty communal toilets. And then he's also uneasy about what would happen to his dog, his rescue dog. Some pets that have tested positive, you know, have gotten killed. He says, what happens to your pet if you test positive remains an unsettling gray area with no clear solution. Horror stories circulate online, he says, about pets being left behind, and one was recently killed by a shovel, with a shovel by a person in a hazmat suit. He goes, if I'm taking a quarantine, I'm hopeful one of the local vets or community groups might be able to take care of my dog. I've packed a small bag of Chairman, is the dog's name, essentials that sits by the door in case somebody is able to take them if I'm sent away. But the entire city is locked down and locked in. So they're right now scrambling for extra food. They said late March, before the city was ordered to stay home, panicked buyers left grocery store shelves empty. Now desperation has set in. I don't know if you guys have seen the video, but there was a video at night with people screaming that they don't have food. They're screaming at community workers, pleading with them for food, saying they're starving. Others show crowds at a quarantine food distribution site fighting over a small delivery of vegetables. Now, he says, in his community, the government delivers food once every few days. Deliveries range from a box of vegetables and eggs to a vacuum-sealed piece of pork or some traditional Chinese medicine. The handouts are not enough to feed one person, let alone a whole entire family, beyond a day or so. He says he rations his food, makes the most of what arrives in the box, and any extra food my community has been able to source. Lately, most of his meals have been a combination of eggs and carrots. You have to get creative. So there's group chats with neighbors on China's social media app WeChat. Sometimes they talk about ways to get food, but shops are shuttered, delivery drivers locked down, supply chains disrupted. One of the neighbors wrote in his chat group, what should I do if I have no food? The community liaison said there is no group purchase. Vegetables are in short supply. So he spends much of his lockdown days trying to place multiple grocery orders, hoping one will arrive. Last week, he got one after midnight. That's when the order actually showed up. And then when he tried to get a hold of community liaison officers to help retrieve it, I guess he couldn't get it. Then the groceries were sitting in a box on the street outside the compound, hoping nothing was taken or spoiled. Luckily, it was still there in the morning. So there are certain drop spots. They try to swap food to vary their diets. And it's just, that's scary. So obviously people are upset. This zero COVID policy is extremely strict. China claims the reason why they've been able to keep the virus out is by closing borders, having this sophisticated contact tracing system. But, you know, if they wanted a zero COVID policy, maybe they should have kind of kept an eye better on the labs. And then they track, using smartphone technology, their potential exposure to the virus. They have perfected mass testing with capabilities to quickly process cities and populations in the tens of millions. They rely on targeted snap lockdowns, closing down a neighborhood office or even shopping mall with a confirmed case or close contact inside, trying to avoid shutting down entire cities. But more cities have gone into lockdown because of, again, now we have baby Omicron. So he's only in a 600-square-foot apartment, and they're hungry. They're starving. And I'd like to get more money to American Red Cross. People can't get in there because this is government-run. Now, on Monday, the U.S. State Department ordered non-essential consular personnel and their families to leave the city. If I was there, I'd get the hell out if I could. Now, while all eyes are on Ukraine, Putin, Russian forces, and then what's going on with COVID, Taiwan is getting prepared for an invasion. Taiwan's military has published an official handbook advising civilians how to prepare for a potential Chinese invasion, very similarly to what Poland did to prepare for a Russian invasion. Taiwan has given directions on where to find bomb shelters and how to stockpile emergency supplies. Now, according to Daily Mail, China's Communist Party has never controlled the self-ruled Taiwan, but does view the island as part of its territory. Has been very open, not very subtle, about wanting to seize it and control it, even by force. Under Xi Jinping, those threats have been even more hostile. China's most authoritarian leader in a generation obviously had his sights on that, causing there to be more troop buildup in Australia. We've even shipped troops to Australia, and Taiwan is trying to get ready. 28-page guide contains information which the general public can use as an emergency response guideline in a military crisis or natural disaster. That's according to ministry spokesman Sun Li Feng. And this is the first time Taiwan military has published such a handbook. Taiwan is huge. When you look at Taiwan's troops, 2.1 million compared to, or China's troops, 2.1 million compared to Taiwan's 165,000. They have 3,200 fighter jets, Taiwan 739. China has 3,200 tanks they could use, Taiwan 1,100. In terms of battleships, 775 for China, 117 for Taiwan. In terms of nuclear, China has at least 350, Taiwan 0. Not good. And so it's a very, you know, if China was going to make a move, while the world is distracted with COVID, while the world is distracted with what's going on with Russia and Putin, and we all thought China was going to move first. If they do move, Taiwan would probably be their easiest. Not their easiest target, but their first target. And like I said, very similar parallel to World War II. You had Germany, you had Japan expanding. So such we'll see with Russia and China. So it's not an easy time. I hope this calms down. The last thing I want is World War III. Nobody wants it. Nobody does. 1-877-DOC-FELLY. Don't go away.
Like most Americans, you're pretty much in disbelief with what's going on in the world. As we all know, global problems are having local consequences. Too many of them. And if the peanut butter really hits the fan, are you ready? Grocery store supply chains are only as strong as their weakest link. Don't wait for them to break. Now's the time to secure emergency food for everyone in your family. My Patriot Supply is America's largest preparedness company. Our specially packaged and delicious food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. It'll be there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and pick up several emergency food kits. There are a dozen different sizes that average over 2,000 calories per day. Our food kits will ship quickly and discreetly to your door. Having food storage in your home beats government food lines hands down. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today and prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Hey guys, Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safely. Hey guys, gals, Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com.
Americans have the most colorful language in the world. And that vibrant language is our basis for thinking in big ways, new ways, efficient ways, and better ways. Americans have freedom of speech. The pairing of our colorful language and freedom of speech has made us the people and the nation that we are today. Imagine what it would be like not having the freedom to speak our minds, communicate our thoughts and ideas, and hear those from others. Americans have a passion for and yearn for the truth. There are those who want to destroy our freedom and right to hear the truth. The truth is under attack. GCN is under attack. I'm asking our fellow broadcasters and you to rise up and help us defend our right to free speech. Would you like to join us? Please consider visiting SaveGCN.com. Please help us bring you the truth 24 hours per day. I'm Vincent Finelli.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DR-DAHLIA, 1-877-DOCDALI. And I really appreciate you guys being patient with my allergies. We had a huge dust storm in my neck of the woods in Southern Nevada. Not complaining, because I know multiple states are dealing with some very, very weird weather right now. But I tell you, man, I could not breathe. It was, all you could do was taste dust. And no, our air filter was good enough, and it was kind of rough. So I woke up this morning, you know, with this. So sorry you guys had to listen to that. The FBI has now joined the NYPD
in a frantic search for the 5'5" gunman who shot multiple New York City commuters. We're getting a little bit more detail. So at 8:24 a.m., a gunman was on the northbound N train. He put on a gas mask, pulled a smoke canister out of his back. He unleashed it within the car. So this was while they were in the subway train. Then he opened fire. He wounded 10 people, including a 14-year-old. Excuse me. Then he vanished as the train pulled into the station. Because of the smoke, people couldn't see. There was a lot of confusion. From what we understand, he was carrying 3 extended round magazines. One that was found empty in the station. One that was jammed in the gun. Excuse me, I'm sorry, I'm having hiccups. And a third. They were found in a backpack at the station, which the shooter is thought to have discarded before he fled. Excuse me. So they think that what happened is it jammed, and so he had to get rid of it. No, thank God none of the victims have been killed. Some are in serious condition, but everybody's stable. He was carrying 3 extended round magazines. They were found in a backpack at the station. The shooter is thought to have, discarded it before he fled. He's described as a black male, weighing 180 pounds, approximately 5 inches tall. But what's very weird is he was wearing a green vest and a gray hoodie, which people thought was a city worker vest. Excuse me. So we can't say for sure if this was a city worker, municipal worker, we don't know, or if he just was wearing a green vest, so it looked like it. The train ends up arriving at the 36th station. Gunmen disappeared. Victims poured out of the platform. Trust me, everybody is trying to look at the video footage to see if they could see him run. Then people fell onto the platform. Blood, stuff everywhere. The people working at the station told them to get the hell back on the train, and to get out to safety because people were still kind of confused where the shots were coming from. But there were bodies, victims that were alive on the train. So last thing you want is trampled. So it was kind of chaotic. NYPD still has not found him. There's a frantic manhunt underway. ABC News cites sources who say none of the cameras inside the 36th Street station were working on Tuesday. Is that a coincidence? Is it just there's no money to fix the station, the cameras? So sadly, a lot of the video footage is what the commuters took, with the aftermath, but they can't see. Excuse me, who could have jumped on and done this? And I really apologize for my hiccups. So right now, NYPD units are searching subway tunnels for the gunman, who might have jumped onto the tracks. They think when he escaped, he might have jumped originally onto another subway. Now they think he jumped onto the tracks, and now they're searching that. And now the FBI is involved as well. So NYPD is going door to door in Brooklyn asking for information because this happened in Brooklyn, and they're asking, and the FBI is now taking part of this. It's very rare to have a shooting like this where the suspect has been gone as long. We're talking now, 6 hours? Excuse me, maybe 7 hours since this happened. So multiple people taken to the hospital, multiple people injured. We're going to keep you guys posted on that. And again, I apologize for my hiccups. Now, in our neck of the woods, we had a teacher who was strangled, left unconscious, and assaulted by a student. The 16-year-old student has been identified as Jonathan Eleuterio Martinez Garcia. He is facing 15 felony charges after he was accused of sexual assault and attempted murder of a Las Vegas teacher at El Dorado High, according to Clark County District Attorney Steve Olson. Excuse me, I know Steve, good guy. Student identified in court records as Jonathan Eleuterio Martinez Garcia was initially facing 6 felony charges. Now, an additional 9 felony charges were added to a total of 15. His charges range from kidnapping, sexual assault, robbery, attempted murder with the use of a deadly weapon, or tear gas. battery by strangulation to commit sexual assault, and more. He's being charged as an adult. And as he should. Teen's bail set $500,000. So if you guys remember, this is a kid, allegedly, who wanted to talk to the teacher about his grades. Teacher was in her classroom. Student entered to talk about his grades. So it doesn't seem like, class was in session. At some point, the teen suspect became violent, started punching the teacher. Police said he strangled, the teacher allegedly until she lost consciousness. After that, authorities said the suspect fled the classroom after the attack. The victim was later found by another school employee. Police were able to identify the suspect, and Clark County School District police officers took him into custody. He was in the 5700 block of Cedar Avenue. So he appeared in court today. We'll keep you guys posted on that, but I mean, just how horrible, you know, what we're seeing in terms of what our teachers face and the risks they face with students. I mean, that five-year-old student a couple weeks ago put a special ed teacher to a hospital. 5 years old. Kindergartners are supposed to be finger painting. But nope, some of them are violent. All right, in Ukraine-Russia news, and again, I apologize for having some computer issues. This dust storm really messed a lot of us up. Secretary of State Antony Blinken said they had credible information that Russian forces may use a variety of riot control agents, but they could not confirm the use of chemical weapons in Ukraine. There has been reports in Mariupol that a drone dropped a chemical weapon that caused respiratory failure, as well as a vestibular ataxia where people were losing balance, were dizzy. But Blinken said they couldn't confirm it. He did say that Russians might use tear gas mixed with chemical agents that would cause stronger symptoms to weaken and incapacitate entrenched Ukrainian fighters and civilians. They say we're in direct conversation with partners to try and determine what actually happened. Sadly, this is the third time we've actually heard of chemicals being used, as Russia attacked a tank that had nitric acid, and then they hit a plant that had ammonia. So civilians and military have been exposed to chemicals. Ukrainian First Lady warns that no one in Ukraine is safe, according to CNN. She says the number one target is all of us. So Vladimir Zelensky's wife, Olena Zelenska, not leaving with her husband. And they are, apparently she had an interview with CNN over email, and her responses were translated from Ukrainian. And she says they're not going to stop. No one's safe. In terms of one thing on Ukraine's side is they've issued stamps saying Russian warship, go blank yourself. And I can't say the word. But those are in circulation today where they're selling stamps. And the stamps immortalize the words of Roman Hybov, who told a Russian warship to go blank himself on the opening day of war when he was ordered to surrender. So, man, I want to get a hold of those stamps. Sound good? 1-877-DOCTOLLY. Don't go away.
What is the difference between collagen protein and a whey protein? Pure collagen is an incomplete protein that supplies amino acids which support connective tissue repair. However, what determines most of the connective tissue synthesis in the body is the level of growth hormone. Children have wrinkle-free, plump skin and agile joints not because they're eating collagen every day, but because they have high levels of growth hormone. Low growth hormone levels results in wrinkles and diminished connective tissue health. Consuming collagen does not overcome this. Cold sterilized whey protein powder from grass-pastured cows is a complete protein and supports connective tissue health, as well as glutathione production, immunity, detoxification, combats inflammation, supports muscle size and strength, energy, fat loss, and more. Connective tissue health is dependent upon proper nutrient levels, how clean the cellular environment is, and optimal levels of growth hormone. To learn more about a true fountain of youth protein powder called Green Meadow Whey and how to support youthful levels of growth hormone, go to bestwheyprotein.net. That's bestwheyprotein.net.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.